Hello, XWF fans. This is XWF Radio. I am your host, The Brain. With our first interview this evening, it's going to be with Lionheart. Hello, Lionheart.
Hi, how you doing, Brain?
Oh, I'm doing just gravy, baby. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why did you kick Katrina in the back of the head?
It's like I've been telling everyone else. The only reason why I did it is because I knew that Nicole was in trouble. If I seen the pain in her eyes. If you were there in my position and you seen the look of pain that she had, it would just break your heart and you would do whatever you could.
I'm calling bullshit on that. I think you did because you wanted a title shot.
Oh my gosh, what is it if that wanted this title shot? That's inconsequential. The only reason why I did what I did was to help her out and to get her her first win because I know that she really wanted it.
Now, let's use literal words for our viewers here. Some of them ain't up to par, like ourselves. Let's move on to our main event against Drake DeMarco and Kazan for the world title. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I have a few. I hope that Drake does win so I can get a shot at him so I can knock that smarmy look off his face. But in all actuality, the person that probably deserves to win that match would be Kazan because, you know, he is an all-around great wrestler. He's taken me to the limit the last couple weeks, and I think if anyone deserves that title, it's probably him.
All right, so we're talking about the last couple of weeks. Talk about what's been happening with the management, on where you stand on them actually, quote-unquote, in your words, screwing you.
Well, it just seems like, you know, whenever my matches seem to come up, interestingly enough, the rules change. For example, my contender match against Kazan, you know, it was supposed to be just a straight-up regular match, and then all of a sudden at the last minute, bam, last man standing. Now, I think, you know, personally, someone's out to get me. I don't know who it is. I know that I can trust Vice President Telfor there because he's making sure Thor's going to be at ringside to make sure, you know, it all goes straight.
Now, last week we saw Alex Storm give Mr. Nelson a lot of cash. And now he has a rematch at Revenge.
Yeah. The only thing that I can think of is there's a direct correlation right there. Alex Storm forks over cash, Nelson just flops over and says, hey, do whatever.
Right. Yeah, you have the money. Money does talk, as you can see.
Yeah, sad story.
Yeah. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been seeing a lot of translation for Joker and this whole Lucy situation. Any thoughts on that?
That is, to me, a very crazy situation there. I'm glad I'm not a part of it. I am very confused. I am probably, like a lot of people, very intrigued to see where this is going to lead to.
Right. Now, the big question over this last couple of weeks is, who's really behind Joker's insanity? Is it Lucy? Is it his so-called brother? I don't even know. I'm shocked on all this.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it might be Joker's brother. At first, I thought maybe, you know, it might have been Lucy, but the presence of Joker's brother, I think that he's looking for revenge for something that happened in the past.
All right. Well, we got about a minute left here. I'm going to name off some wrestlers. I want you to tell me in one word what you think about them. Let's go ahead and start off with Iceman.
Cool customer.
Cool customer. Alex Storm.
Arrogant.
Tommy Smith.
Crazy.
Vessel.
Submission machine.
And your favorite of them all, Drake DeMarco.
Number one superstar asshole.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday it will be Revenge, live from your hometown, is that correct?
No, not from my hometown.
Okay. Okay. This is going to be live from Detroit, Michigan. Anything else you want to say to your fans?
No, just watch us Sunday.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be it. Until next time, stay extreme.